system we had last week, we moved our screen. It had to get readjusted, okay? It's still not right, but can y'all see it all right? Is we missing something? All right. Hope you brought your sheet back from last week. We continue our study together. Denominationalism contradicts the Bible. You need a sheet, please raise your hand. Part number one. Hope you brought your sheet back this week. We've been studying this for the past couple of weeks. That is in Titus 2:1. But as for you, speaking the things which are proper for sound doctrine. You please go there, please. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 1. If you had Titus 2:1, if you had Titus 2:1, I want you to denote 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 13 by Titus 2:1. That is 1 Timothy 5:13 by Titus 2:1. All right? And then go to 1 Timothy 5:13. As we continue, he said, till I come. Revelation 2:10. This is our responsibility as a child, as a Christian, as we work our salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. He said that we must give attention to the reading and to exhortation, to doctrine. And by verse 13, just right. I'm sorry, 5:15 by that. And this is the problem, 5:15. For some are already turned aside after Satan. And that's the problem that we have in the world today. That is the Satan of the devil, of John 8 and verse 44. So if you got your sheet here, the denominationalism contradicts the Bible. The world says that there are many bodies of church, and we already talked about there's only one body. If you got your sheet, you might want to know 1 Corinthians 12:20. Just write right on your sheet. 1 Corinthians 12:20, Ephesians 1:22-23, and Colossians 1:18. That is the Bible plainly teaches that there's only one body. The body is the church, and Christ is the head of the church. Not many bodies of churches. There's only one body, and that body is the church, and Christ is the head of that body. Amen. In relationship to understanding what the world say and what the Bible say, you might want to know on the left side, that's the world. Those are goats. On the right side is what church say, what spirituality say, and we are sheep. The number two, church is found by men. The Bible says in Matthew 6:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Not human heads of the church, but Christ is the head. Ephesians 1:22-23. And by that right, Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1:18. Christ is the head of the church, the body. That is, the church belonged to Christ. Matthew 16:18. And that the Bible is our only guide, John 12:48, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, and verse 17 said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what this book is for, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, and that is that we may glorify God. Now go with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 16. And let us see what the Bible says here in relationship to who do we follow. Do we follow human names or do we follow the name of Christ? And by 1 Peter 4:16, write Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Just read in your notes. Because the Bible says over 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, yet if any man suffer, he suffer as a Christian. And by that word Christian, write Acts 11:26. Because we are called Christians, because we are Christ-like. That is, that we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. And to be a Christian, he said, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Now, I'm going to start right there. Go with me in the book of Matthew chapter 28 and hold your spot right there. I'm going to show you why. The only way that you can glorify Jesus is by being a Christian. But it's not based on a human name, but it's based on the name that we wear. And the name that we wear is Christian. Amen. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, I want you to go there with me right quick. Matthew chapter 28. When Jesus died on the cross, Romans 6:23, is that for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Matthew 28 and verse 18, look what the Bible says. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, by the word power, right, Romans 1:16, the power is the word of God, amen, is given unto me, Jesus, in heaven and earth. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. By the word name, that word means authority. By the authority of Jesus Christ, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even until the end of time. So because of that power, that authority was given to Jesus by God the Father when he died on the cross, all authority and all power is given in the name of Jesus because Jesus earned that power by dying on the cross. Now think about this concept. When you go to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now who built the church? Jesus built the church. Acts 20 and 28 says a blood-bought institution. Amen. Ephesians 5, 23, it's his bride. So if it's his bride, and if you pay for it by dying on the cross with the blood of Jesus Christ, if all authority is given to him, in whose name? Jesus' name, that is in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus, that we should keep his commandments, that is, we glorify him by wearing the name of Jesus Christ. Now go to Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. I want to look at another verse. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And let's see what it says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. In Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, the Bible plainly says here, look what it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says here, neither is there salvation. That is, you can't be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name than the name of Jesus that you can be saved under heaven and earth. So that's the reason why we wear the name Christian, because we are followers of Jesus. Amen. We look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So it's not about a human name, but we wear the name Christian. Somebody come and ask you, well, what are you? You say, I'm a Christian. Well, I know you're a Christian, but what kind of Christian? It ain't but one kind. It's a Christian, amen? That we wear the name of Christ because there's no salvation in any other name but the name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved, where? In heaven as well as earth. So we don't believe in human names, amen. We are Christ-like. We are followers of Jesus Christ. We are disciples. We are a royal priesthood. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Why are we that? Because there's only one body. Christ only founded one church. He's the head. And guess what, brethren? The Bible is our guide, so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And by that, brethren, we just don't believe in no human names. Amen. If you can't prove it in the Bible, we just don't what? Use it. Amen. See, if you can't prove it by God's authority, make no difference whether it's contemporary, whether it's traditional, or whatever it may be. We must have authority by the name of Jesus, because God gave Jesus all authority. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit. James 1:25 said, we have the perfect law of liberty. And guess what, y'all? It's called the 66 books of the Bible. Amen. So I believe it's not in a human name. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. I wear the name Christian. I'm a Christ-like. See, I got the mind of Christ. I'm not conformed to this world, but I've been transformed by the renewal of my mind. I belong to that one body. I belong to that church that Jesus found. It's called the Church of Christ. Amen. Romans 16:16. Am I right? Salute one another with the holy kiss. The Church of Christ salutes you. Guess what? Christ is my head. Amen. And because Christ is my head, I'm going to follow numbers in this book. Amen. It's called the Bible. Amen. The 66. Here we go. Here we go. There's the 5. Am I right? Am I right? There's the 12. Am I right? That's the 5. Am I right? Here's 17. Am I right? That makes 39. Am I right? 4. Am I right? 1. Am I right? 21 and 1 make 27. And 39 and 27 make 66 books. And that's the inspiration of the Bible. Amen. And that's the only guy we wear. And it's not about no human name. And listen to me, folks. You need to believe that. Amen. You need to have that understanding of Ephesians 5:17. You must know that of 1 John 5:13. And you must be transformed, Romans 12:2, by the renewal of your mind. Because I'm going to tell you what the world is going to say. The world is going to say it makes no difference what church you go to. Amen. The world is going to say they attend the church of your choice. Amen. The world is going to say it makes no difference what church you go to. But the devil, he's a lie. Amen. Because Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And guess what, y'all? The Bible teaches that if you follow men, you're going to be condemned. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10 through 13. If you're there, I want you to write John 17 and write the whole chapter there. Because in the book of John 17, Jesus prayed that we all may be one. Amen. He said, because I have given them, you gave them to me. They believe what I have taught them. Amen. And because they believe what I have taught them, he said, they are mine. They are mine. They belong to me. And we all are one. He said, I pray that they all may be one and that there be no division among us. Think about this, folks. You know what? John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us so much that in spite of our shortcomings, he still loved us. Amen. We're here today not because we've been so good. Amen. But it's called the grace of God. Amen. He loved us so much that he's long-suffering toward us. Not willing that any of us should perish, but that we all should come to our repentance. God loved us so much that he allowed his son to go to Golgotha Hill and pay the highest price that man could pay. It's called the death of the cross. He loved us so much that the blood that he shed, Acts 20:28 said, that blood, it purchased his church. That church that he promised, that church that John the Baptist promised. You know, John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. That they promised that was going to come. That the Isaiah writer talked about, Isaiah 2:2, that it was going to come in the last day in the city of Jerusalem. That he loved us so much that he gave us that ecclesia that called our body. So the question that I asked this morning, why would anybody want to belong to any other body than the body of Jesus Christ? Why would anybody else want to belong to any other church than the church that you can read about in the Bible? You can't read about one church in the Bible. On the day of Pentecost, when those 3,000 people were baptized, and Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord added them to the Church of Christ. Amen. And you can read, Cornelius was added to the Church of Christ. Saul of Tarsus was added to the church of Christ. Those in the book of Acts and Ephesus were added to the church of Christ. Paul and Silas, when they shook the jail and had a prayer meeting at midnight, they were added to the church of Christ. Amen? Because there was not but one church. You can't find but one church. One body. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. Because the Bible is our only guide. And guess what? If you ain't in that church, you can't glorify God. Amen? You can't be a light bearer. You can't let your light shine. So when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, look what the Holy Spirit says. He said, now I beseech you. Look at that word, brothering. I'm going to start right there. When you write, what you write, 21 by that, amen. Y'all know why you're writing it there, amen. Y'all know why you're writing it there, amen. Because he wants you to believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The book of Acts is going to tell you how to get saved, amen. Then once you get saved by doing what the book of Acts is telling you to do, by command or example, then the next 21 teach us how to continue, how to be faithful, amen. So with 1 Corinthians 1:10, whenever you see, now I beseech you, brothering, see, he's talking to the church of Christ, amen. He's talking to that one body. He's not talking to the world, amen. He's talking to me and you, amen. He's talking to Christians, amen. Now, if you ain't wearing the name Christian, he ain't talking to you, amen. Acts 11:26 says we were first called Christians at Antioch. So look what he says here. He said, now I beseech you, brethren. He said, by the name, by that word name, right authority, Matthew 28:18-20. By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, Terry, he couldn't have said it if it wasn't authorized, amen. See, if it wasn't by the authority, he couldn't say it, amen. Let me tell you something, brother, listen to me. You better be careful what you heed to. For everything that's done in churches, if it can't be proven in the book, it violates authority. Because everything got to be done in spirit and in truth. Amen? And let me give you an example. We sing, don't we? Amen? Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, James 5:13, and there's some more. But we sing when we worship to make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Over 1 Corinthians 11:28, it said, see, when the whole church come together in one place, when we worship, we all sing, amen. Amen. Am I right? But Fred, you smart. You real smart. Interpret this. Wait a minute, come on, serious. What'd I say? Huh?
I don't know.
Can anybody else tell me what I said? Seriously. Do it say hum? It say what? Sing, right? Am I right? So when we come and hum, we violate when the Bible teaches us by authority to sing. Am I right? Now, another point. We all are commanded to sing, the whole church, and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. That's why we don't use instruments. Because instruments don't have intellect. They can't make melody, but we can. So we all are commanded to sing. So that wipes out praise teams, group singing. Am I right? Because when groups sing and you don't sing because you're not singing. Because we all are commanded to sing because that's what authority says. Am I right? That's what the book says. Am I right? There is, I beseech you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that if whatever we do in word and deed, do it by the authority of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that we can be able to continue therein, in spite of what everybody else is doing. Because, see, you don't command my spirituality, I command my own spirituality. And we all are commanded to stand and show ourselves approved unto God. Am I right? 2 Timothy 2:15. And because I'm commanded to study, that it offer my worship to be a valid worship, a sweet smelling savor unto God, what we have to do it in spirit and in truth. You with me? So when he says, I beseech you, brethren, in the name of, whenever you say that word name, brethren, it got to be authority there. Am I right? Because look at me. What's the purpose of worship? Growth. Edification. That is, that when you come here to worship, that is what you get out of worship, it should make you grow a little bit better. Amen. Amen. That we can continue to fight this warfare that we're fighting and keep the faith. So he said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. And that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now that was a problem in the Corinthian church. Because it said, if I had been declared to me, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contention among you. Now this I say, that every one of you say, I am a Paul, I'm Apollos, I am Cephas, I am Christ. But look at verse 13. He asked a question. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? He said, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say they are baptized in my own name. Amen. And I baptize also the household of Stephanus, besides I know not whether I baptize any other. But look at verse 17. It said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But unto us which are saved, look what it said. It is the power of God. And let me read one more. For it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath not God made the foolishness, the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Brethren, if we don't understand what we're saying here, the one body, the one church, the Christ is the head, the Bible's our only guide, we are called Christians. Brethren, if you choose to follow men, you will be condemned. Because salvation is not in man, salvation not in a human name, salvation is not found by men, but it's only found in Christ Jesus. Then look at the next one, the church. What church? The church of Christ. Romans 16:16. Not a multiplicity of churches. He didn't die for multiplicity. He died for one. He's never been a God of plurality. He never gave you a choice. In the Garden of Adam and Eve, he didn't give them but one choice. He didn't give Noah but one choice. He didn't give Abraham but one choice. He didn't give Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses but one choice. You read, as you've been reading, Exodus 21, 22, 23, when he gave them the law, 25, he gave them the law. It wasn't out their choice. They had to follow what God told them to do. Because it's not life of duplicity or multiplicity. But it is one church. And that's the church that we read about in the Bible. In Matthew 16, 18. Romans chapter 16, 17. Then some people say, well, I don't even have to go to church. I can stay at home. Look at church on TV. The devil, you a lie. Because membership is essential. Go to Acts 2:47. You know the story. By Acts 2, you might want to write Mark 9:1. He told them, some of you standing here should not taste death until you see the kingdom come with power. You might want to write Luke 24:45. Go ye into the city of Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with powers on high. Then when you go to the book of Acts, chapter 2, the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, the apostles, were all in one accord in one place, as commanded by Mark 9:1 and Luke 24:45-47. For time's sake, Peter stood up and preached the first gospel sermon. Verse 36, he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And say, when they heard this, they became pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? I'm so glad Peter wasn't living in today's language, because Peter might say, the doors of the church is open. Peter might say, let's say a sinner's prayer. Peter might say, lay your hands on the TV. And that's what you hear on TV today. People say, bow your head. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Well, who are you going to believe, men, or are you going to believe the Bible? Look what Peter told him to do. Verse 37, the Bible says here, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said to Peter and the rest of the men apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. But look at verse 41. He said, then they that gladly received his word were what? Baptized. When? That same day. There were added unto them 3,000 souls. And verse 42, and they continued steadfast in the apostle doctrine, the fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And verse 44, and said, all that believe, I like that, y'all, they were together. See, when you do the right thing, when you do what God tells you to do, when you're part of that one body, the church, when you Christ is your head, the Bible is your only guide, when you glorify Christ and don't listen to men but belong to the one church and get saved, guess what? We all gonna be one, amen. Because we're gonna speak the same thing, ain't right? Be of the same mind, am I right? And be of the same judgment. Why? Because the Bible is our guide, amen. They were all together and had all things coming. And they sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued dead of one accord in the temple and breaking the bread from house to house did they eat their meat with gladness and singing of heart. But look at verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. You know what? The Lord added to the church. What church? The church that he built. The church that you can read about in the Bible. The church whereby he's the head. The church which is his body. The church did not be built by men, but by Jesus Christ. The Lord will add you to the church daily, such as should be saved. My brother, Finkley was baptized last Sunday. You know what? That was your spiritual birthday. The Lord added you to the church. Amen. Tuesday night, we saw another brother added to the body of Christ. Amen. You added one midnight. You added one Thursday. I remember. Amen. Helen got added. She got married one minute. Her husband got added the next minute. Ain't that wonderful? Because you got to be added to the church. You got to be saved. The only way you're going to be saved, you got to be in the only church. And then finally, hey, enable one gospel. Go with me to Galatians chapter 1. One gospel. The word gospel means good news. Amen. Amen. The gospel is the book. Am I right? Am I right? Galatians chapter 1. If you're there, I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians 2. Two places. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see it. 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm going to wait till you get there. 14. Now, by Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 6, write 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Okay? Because, see, it's too much confusion about that word gospel. So everything got to be done by authority, right? Amen. In defining what gospel is, the gospel is the book. The word means writings. So when you go to 2 Thessalonians 2:14, he says, whereunto he called you by our gospel. Now by the word call, write Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. Write 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Work with need not to be ashamed, but we rightly handle the word of God. The only way God going to speak to us is through the 66 books. Now, if he's speaking to you some other way, wrong number. Now, you come up to me and say, God put this on your heart. It ain't but two forces in the world, right or wrong. God or the devil. If it can't be proven in this book, God didn't say it. So on the conclusion, you talking to the devil. Did y'all get that? Because the only way he's going to call you is by the gospel. What is the gospel? That what is written, James 1:25. Am I right? It's the perfect law of liberty. Understand that. If you can't find it in this book, you got the wrong number. Or you talking to the wrong somebody. And you need to hang up. Wrong number. Amen. Because you hear too many people saying, well, God put this on my heart. Well, Paul talked about that, Terry. He said, well, I depart. Greedy wolves go in and not spare the flock, speaking perverse doctrines to draw disciples after them. So when you look at the church today, amen, everything must be done in spirit and in truth. It must be done by the gospel, amen. When you see people have added to the church things that can't be proven, they got wrong authority. Because the only way you are called is by the book. Am I right? He called you by the gospel. How you call? Through study. Amen. Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The gospel. Y'all got that? It's like people say, well, I'm going to listen to gospel music. Well, how in the world can that be gospel music when it's not done by the authority of the gospel? Y'all want me to say that one more time? See, he told you how to sing, didn't he? Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, First Corinthians 14:15, James 5:13. See, you need to just take time, sometime in your study, just go from Genesis all the way to Revelation and find that word sing, and it'll tell you how God ain't never told man to do nothing but sing. When he did authorize them, or when they did use instrumental music, he was displeased with them. Amen? So if God told you to sing, 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 when you do it any other way, how can it be the gospel? When it's not authorized. He didn't tell you to do it that way. Don't believe me. Read it in your Bible. Some of y'all might be saying, well, he just preaching that. That's their doctrine. It's in the book. Don't believe me. Go home and study for yourself. That's the problem with the world. Y'all believe too much what the preacher saying, you don't study for yourself. I'm going to stand in judgment just like you're going to stand in judgment. Amen. This sermon that I'm preaching, I'm going to be held accountable for. Amen. The problem is too many people in the church go along with everybody else and they ain't listening to the book. The calling. Amen. Y'all with me? Ain't but one calling. On what he going to tell you. I'll go a little bit further and then we're going to move. I got 5 minutes. Adam and Eve. Y'all remember Adam and Eve? In the patriarchal age, there were no written law. The first 5 books of the Bible is called the Pentateuch. Written by Moses. But the first book, the book of Genesis, which means beginning, there were no written law. The word patriarch means God spoke to the heads of the household. Men like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Noah. Amen. Go to chapter 5 and read the genealogy. It's there, am I right? It was their responsibility to tell the family what to do. Am I right? So when you read in Genesis 2, when God told Adam, of this garden you may eat freely. But of the tree of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof, because in the day you eat it thereof, you will surely die. Now that was the gospel truth. You know why it was the gospel truth? Because God said it. Now they had a choice to obey gospel or disobey gospel. And we know the downfall, chapter 3, they disobeyed God, amen. Sin in the end. And that's the reason why Jesus had to come. Y'all with me? So you say, I want to listen to gospel music. Well, you just listen to music. Because it ain't gospel. It can't be. Amen. Because it's in violation. Amen. That's just music. But you can't tag that word gospel to it. Now you disagree with me, tell me. Amen. But see, you got to believe these things because denominationism teaches one thing, but the Bible teaches another thing. But see, if you don't believe the one body, the one church, the one head, the one God, the one glorification, the one condemnation, the one church at the same, brother, you ain't going to believe the gospel. Amen. And that's what's wrong with the church. And that's what he do. Who do that to you? Bro. Am I right? Now look what it says. So I just want to stop by for you to see that. Y'all see that? You're called by the gospel. How you're called? By the book. Am I right? So it says here. It says here. Wherefore he called you by the gospel. Why? To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, you can't be glorified. You can't be a light. You can't be an heir unless you are a Christian. Amen. What makes us a Christian? The gospel, the church, the name, the body. Amen. See, you can't obtain glory. Amen. If you violate the gospel. Amen. Am I right? Look at verse 15. He said, therefore, brethren, that word again. Right? 21 there, am I right? In case y'all who visiting, y'all don't understand what we're saying. I'm gonna give it to you. You got your book. You got your book, John. Give me that book with the divisions of the New Testament. He said, therefore, brethren, if y'all got your book, pull it out. If you got your book, pull the chart out with the 27 books in it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Let's pull it out. Amen. You should bring it every Sunday, shouldn't you? Amen. I want you to see it. Let's pull it out. Man, you should be able to pull it out like you pull your billfold out. We just ain't nothing in it, but that's all right. Put it out anyway. I put my eyes sometimes in hope. All right, you got it? See, in the book right here, here it is. Right here. I like it better. Yeah. You're right, too. See? Yeah. This book is right here. Right here. See, it got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Got your Acts right. 21, right? 1. So I say 4, 1, 21, 1. I made 27 books of the New Testament. Am I right? See, y'all look now. See, y'all with me? You still looking, John? You got it. Okay. All right. One of these days, we're going to spend 1 hour just putting books together, right? Amen. Y'all with me? See, that is the whole New Testament here. You got your Gospels. You get saved, then you say, then when you use the word brawling over here, then that's the word right here talking to us, amen. Am I right? Now, if you ain't got this book, pay, see me out the church, and I'll get it for you, amen, because you need it, amen. And bring your book. Let me see where your book at. My book downstairs. It should be upstairs, though. They don't do me no good downstairs. That is, go back right quick so I can finish this up. That is, I'm sorry I put you on the spot. It says here, back to 2 Thessalonians. Therefore, brethren, that word again, right? 21, stand fast and hold tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or by our what? That's those 21 books, am I right? The word epistle means letters. So, what I'm saying is, brethren, that when you go to Galatians, let me read that right quick, Galatians chapter 1, and then we're going to stop. There was a problem with the church of Galatia, so that in Galatians 1:6, Paul says, I'm surprised that you are so soon removed from him that called you, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. See, there's not another gospel. There's only one gospel. The gospel, James 1:25, write that down somewhere, is your perfect law of liberty. Amen. Amen. Those loves are epistles that we stand firm on based on our teaching. Amen. Based on our calling, amen, through our study, through our understanding. Here you go, 3 words I want you to write down somewhere. Because you're going to keep hearing them all the time. You know what they are, bro? That you may understand. I love to see when folk go where I see it. She got it written out, you know. I love that. Ephesians 5:17. Understand Ephesians 5:17. That you may know 1 John 5:13. That you may be transformed, Romans 12:2. That is transformed. T-R-A-N-S-F-O-R-M. Based on understanding Ephesians 5:17, to know 1 John 5:13, that you may be transformed by the gospel in the church, because you are saved, because you do not follow men, because you are a Christian. Christ is the head over your life. You belong to the church of Christ, and it's the only body. Does that make sense? Not what the world say, many bodies, founded by men, human head, human creed, human name, I'm going to follow men, attend the church of your choice, you ain't got to belong to no church, and preaching the gospel ain't necessary. That's what they say. Transform, Romans 12:2. You got to have understanding through study to know through your calling of 2 Thessalonians 2:14, right? That is, you got to know what the 4:1:21:1 is. Am I right? 4:1:21:1 is. 4:1:21:1, have that understanding so you can know what is wise and what is foolish. Am I right? To know. See, once you know this here, can't nobody take it from you. Amen. Am I right? See, remember when my wife first went into business, we would call ourselves lettering. And we was lettering a bus, big Greyhound bus. We had the equipment. We knew how to cut the stuff and everything. But we didn't know how to put the lettering on the bus straight. We didn't know about T-squares, rulers, and all that stuff that you had to use. And we didn't know that you're supposed to cut the lettering apart, John. We was out there trying to hold 6 feet of lettering, and the wind was blowing. And if they get stuck, you was in trouble. And she was hollering at me, man, hold it straight. And I'm hollering back at her, I'm doing the best I can. She said, you act like you crazy. Then, you know, my human manhood is getting to be affected. So one day a guy came over, he said, hey, you're doing it wrong. So you and Dara are doing it wrong. Ain't no way you can hold 6 feet at one time. He said, you put the tape it down and cut one level apart. Don't you know how to use a ruler? To put it straight on there? I said, that makes sense. But see, we had the understanding to know and how to do it right. So when we learned how to do it, she got so good, I can just cut the lettering and go back in the building. Because she can work better by herself. She didn't want me around her. Just go on back in there. Sit down. Be a good boy. But it didn't happen, folks, until we knew this. And that's the same thing in the church today. Until you understand the church, the body, who built it, the one body, to be saved, the gospel, the book, what men say, how to be saved, brethren, it will have no effect on you. And that's what the church is not teaching nowadays. They're teaching about how we can have fun and frolic and emotion, but they're not teaching how to be steadfast. Because the devil's busy, folks. He in my house, in your house, amen? And the only thing we're going to whip him is putting on the whole armor of God, amen? To fight the wiles of the devil. And the only way you're going to know how to do it, you got to have understanding to know to be transformed, amen? Amen? If that ain't right, shame on you. If there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you need to come. Death is real, folks. Hebrews 9:27. We're going to die one day. The problem is we just don't know when. And it would be a shame to die to have heard truth and to stand in front of God on judgment day to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye worker of iniquity. The price has been paid. You don't have to do nothing but accept the gift. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Brother Finkley did it last Lord's Day. Put Christ on in baptism. Had a new spiritual birthday. Will you today, will there be one that will come forward to be added to the body of Christ? And if you're here today and your life ain't what it need to be, don't worry about what happened yesterday. Forget about those things behind and press on toward tomorrow. This is a new day. So many times we can't go farther for bringing forth junk. We got too much junk in our life, amen? See, what's done yesterday is gone. Today's a new day. You can be transformed. You can have a new life today, spiritual life. And if you're here today and you need to respond, you want to place membership, you want to identify, we're not a perfect church, amen? We all have sin, amen? But one thing I do know, we're going to work toward it. We're going to try to grow, amen? And if you're here and you need to respond, come right now as we stand there, we sing.